Welcome back to D&B College. Today we're building something properly useful, a jungle voltage subweight roller, and we're arranging it inside Ableton Live 12 so it feels like a real club track, not just an 8-bar loop that got stuck on repeat. The goal here is simple. We want a bass line that sits low, moves with purpose, locks to the drums, and develops across the arrangement. Not just sound design, not just a cool loop, a track with intro, drop, variation, breakdown tension, and a second drop that actually feels like it goes somewhere. That matters because in drum and bass, the bass line is never just the bass line. It's part of the groove, part of the arrangement, and part of the track's identity. If the sub is unstable, the whole tune wobbles in the wrong way. If the arrangement is too static, the drop loses weight after 16 bars. And if the low end is overstuffed, the kick and snare stop speaking with authority. Why this works in D&B is because the groove comes from the tension between the bass pulse and the drum language. If you write the bass by itself, you usually fill too much space. But if you write it against the break from the start, the rhythm starts behaving like a dance floor tool. That's the mindset today. So first, set the project up for a roller, not a loop. Aim for something around 170 to 174 BPM. That gives you the right urgency without rushing the feel. Then sketch a simple arrangement in arrangement view. Don't overthink it yet. Just give yourself a container. Intro. Drop A. Variation. Breakdown. Drop B. Outro. Even a rough roadmap helps keep you from spending the whole session polishing one 8-bar idea. Get the drums in first. Kick. Snare. Maybe a top break or ghost break. Even a minimal drum bed is enough. The bass has to be written against this, because the drums define the pocket. In this style, if the bass ignores the break, the groove usually falls apart. Now build the sub layer. Keep it clean and controlled. Operator with a sine oscillator is perfect. Wave eatable can work too if you keep the source basically sine-like. After that, use EQ8 to remove any unnecessary low-mid bloom, and then saturator for a touch of harmonic weight. Keep the sub mono, always, as a starting point. Aim for the sub sitting around -12 to -6 dB before processing, with gentle harmonic help. Not obvious distortion. If needed, roll off extra harmonics above roughly 120 to 180 Hz. Add just enough saturation to make the note readable on smaller systems, but don't let it fog up the mix. Program the notes with restraint. For a roller, short deliberate notes usually work better than long drones. Try placing notes on the strong parts of the bar and letting the decay breathe into the next drum hit. If the kick and snare are busy, keep the sub even simpler. What to listen for here is whether the sub feels like it's under the track or on top of it. You want pressure, not size for its own sake. If the low end gets bigger but the groove feels slower, the notes are probably too long or too dense. Tighten that up before moving on. Now add the movement layer. This is where the voltage lives. Duplicate the bass track or build a second instrument lane and create a mid-range layer, using wavitable, analog, or a resampled audio layer if you already know the tone you want. This layer is not here to replace the sub. It's here to give the bass some attitude, some motion, some edge. A good stock chain might be a detuned saw-based wavitable patch, then auto-filter to control movement, then saturator or overdrive for grit, and EQ8 to carve out the low end so it doesn't fight the sub. A useful range to think about is a filter cutoff moving somewhere between 150 Hz and 1.5 kHz depending on the phrase, with saturator drive around 3 to 8 dB if the layer feels too polite. Use a high pass around 80 to 120 Hz so the sub stays in charge. And if the low mids get cloudy, pull a bit out around 200 to 400 Hz. Here's the important part. This layer should not be constant. Jungle rollers often feel powerful because the mid movement arrives in phrases, not as a wall of sound. Open it only on certain notes or bars. Let it talk, then let it disappear. And this is where you make a musical decision. If you want a tighter, darker roller, keep the mid layer short, filtered, and sparse. If you want more jungle voltage, open the filter more and let the layer speak harder. Choose the darker option if the break is already busy. Choose the more aggressive option if the drums are simpler and need the bass to carry more motion. Now write the bass rhythm against the break, not just the obvious kick and snare grid. That's a big one. Listen to the ghost notes, the syncopation, the little pockets in the break. Jungle and roller bass lines often work because they answer those tiny spaces, not because they hit every strong beat. A solid starting idea is to place a root note or low movement on the downbeat, then add a second note slightly after the snare to create a push, then leave a gap before the next strong drum hit. You can use the occasional 1/8 or 1/16 pickup note, but sparingly. Think in 2-bar or 4-bar cells, then repeat with a variation on the second pass. What to listen for is forward motion without clutter. The bass should feel like it's driving the track, but the break should still breathe. If the break disappears, you've probably got too many notes or notes that last too long. This is where tiny timing moves matter. In Ableton's piano roll, nudge notes a little early or a little late, and listen. A slightly late answer note can feel heavy. A slightly early pickup can feel restless. Those little shifts are a huge part of the roller feel. Don't just quantize everything and call it done. Next, shape the envelope. You want the note to punch, then get out of the way. A good starting point is attack around 0 to 5 milliseconds, short to medium decay, moderate sustain depending on the note, and a short release unless you want intentional overlap. If the bass is too legato, the low end smears across the drums. If it's too short, it can feel disconnected and dry. Use both the MIDI note lengths and the instrument envelope. Don't rely on just one. If the MIDI notes are long and the envelope is short, you can still get tails and overlap that blur the groove. The note should speak, then clear space for the next hit. What to listen for now is whether the bass actually speaks at the front of the note. If the snare starts losing its snap, shorten the release or tighten the note lengths. That's a good rule in DNB. The drums have to stay in charge. Bring the full drum bed back in and check the bass in context. Soloing bass can fool you every time. You want to hear how the kick and sub combine, and how the bass leaves room for the snare to crack through. If the low end feels smeared, tighten the sub notes or cut some low mid buildup in the movement layer. If the bass is stealing the kick's punch, move the bass phrase so it lands around the kick instead of right on top of it. Also, keep the sub mono. The mid layer can have width if you want it, but the foundation has to stay stable. If the track sounds huge in stereo and falls apart in mono, it's not club ready yet. That's an easy one to overlook, so keep checking it. A useful workflow move here is to commit once the mid layer feels good. If you've got a sound with the right attitude, print it, flatten it, or resample it. That way you can arrange with intention instead of endlessly tweaking modulation. In drum and bass, audio edits often get you further than one more filter adjustment. Now we move into arrangement thinking. A roller needs subtle change every phrase. If the bass line stays identical for too long, the track stalls. So think in 4-bar and 8-bar movement. For example, the first 4 bars can be restrained and dark. The next 4 can open the mid layer slightly or add one pickup note. Then you can drop a note or thin the bass for tension. Then bring it back with a fill or octave jab. That kind of phrase-based movement keeps the energy alive without turning the drop into a big synth showcase. The listener should feel the bass line breathing around the break. Add one transition move at the end of each 8-bar block. It could be a small reverse texture, a 1-beat bass gap, a drum fill, or a quick filter dip on the mid layer. Small changes go a long way in DNB, because the ear tracks momentum in short windows. If every 8 bars feels identical, the drop becomes functional but forgettable. Automation should stay phrase-based too. Open the filter over 4 bars, dip it before a switch-up, reopen it for the second half. Maybe raise saturation slightly into the drop, then bat it off if the tone gets harsh. You can even throw in a tiny echo moment for a fill and then snap back to dry. What to listen for is whether the arrangement still feels like a machine with intent. If you automate something every bar, the bass loses that heavy, consistent roller feeling and starts sounding twitchy. Keep the movement controlled. Let the structure do the work. If the mid layer is sounding good, consider printing it to auto. That gives you more control. You can cut tiny gaps, reverse bits, mute specific hits, and create edits faster than you can with a live synth patch. For jungle and roller writing, that can be a big upgrade. It turns a loop into an arrangement tool. From there, make a full 8-bar drop loop, a 1-bar fill version, a breakdown fragment, and a stripped second drop version. Use the audio edits to create call and response. Let the first half carry the main phrase, then remove the last note and replace it with a drum fill, or open the ending a little more in the second pass. Now check the full tune for DJ usability. The intro and outro need to mix cleanly. Don't have full throttle bass slamming the whole time. The drop should be the main event, but the edges need space so another tune can mix in and out properly. A clean arrangement might look like this: intro with drums and filtered texture, then a first drop where the bass is restrained at the start and opens a little later, then a breakdown where the sub drops out and you leave a filtered echo or chopped break fragment, then a second drop that keeps the core identity but changes the ending hit, the pickup, or the filter pace, then an outro that strips back to drums and a small bass tail. A really good sign is when the track feels like it can keep people moving while still giving the DJ a clean entry and exit. That's the sweet spot. Heavy, but controlled. Alive, but not chaotic. A few quick reminders that matter a lot here. Don't make the sub line too long. That smears the low end and kills the roller snap. Don't let the mid bass carry too much low end, either. High pass it. Keep it focused. Don't write only on downbeats. Answer the break. And don't forget variation. Even one small change every 8 bars can make the difference between a loop and a track.